Cheers.
Hold on.
Hold on. Got it.
Back to the cheers, but yeah. No alcohol this time.
With shaker cups.
Aminos. Got to rehydrate after that walk.
Yum, yum, yum. Yeah, so we went for a walk after our chest workout, and we're like, oh, we'll go for a mile walk. It's nice out. It's like 93. It's like beautiful. Wind was blowing, all that kind of stuff. And we're just walking and walking, and then Josh is like, I think there's an entrance to our development up here. Like,
I'm still learning the area, and there wasn't. So it ended up being a 2 mile walk.
Yeah.
It's good for us.
Which is fine.
Yeah, sweat it out.
So now we're drinking aminos, thanks to Axe and Sledge Supplements.
You looking for those sponsorships?
Yes, we are. I would love to be sponsored by them, or just even...
be shouted out.
Yeah, man.
Acknowledged.
Yeah, man.
Some free product.
That'd be cool.
Hey, whatever.
That's all I need.
I think we've mentioned them a bunch on this podcast.
Yeah.
So we took a week off. Had some family in town.
Yeah.
So it's why we didn't do one last week. And again, we're always about, you know, prioritizing what's important in your life.
Amen, amen.
It's not the podcast isn't important. It's when, you know, families across the country in town, we're going to spend as much time with them, you know, as possible. And if you guys don't know, we do these weekly. It's not like we have any in the bank. You know, we kind of...
I want it to be fresh.
Yeah, you know.
Fresh.
And relevant and everything. And so we do it Sunday and release them Monday.
Sunday.
So Sunday is our podcast days for y'all. But,
yeah.
You know, today we quickly wanted to touch on a subject because it was actually part of our sermon today at church.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get all biblical on y'all, but, you know, the topic I felt was amazing. And I was like, man, I think more people need to hear this.
Yeah.
And it is whether you're speaking life or whether you're speaking death.
Okay.
And, you know, it's the words, the power of the words that we use, right? The power of our tongues. We forget how, you know, how much weight those carry and how powerful it can be. And, you know, even the things that we tell ourselves.
Yeah. Definitely. Sorry.
What was that for? Was that a wave that cut me off?
No, I thought there was a fly.
Oh, that's like when you do hand gestures at a podcast, you got to be careful.
I apologize. I won't do that ever again.
Pretend you're on a plane here. There's certain things you can't do.
Keep going.
I lost my train of thought. So, you go.
Perfect.
Ahead.
But like the power of words for, like you were saying, that you say to someone else says to you, but like what you say to yourself, it really can be like life or death. And like when we talk about life or death, it's either positive or negative.
Right.
It's either breathing life into you or it's breathing death into you.
Yep.
And how important it is to kind of filter that. And like, I'll give you an example, okay? Very vulnerable. Like, I struggle with body image issues, like, my whole life. And it was the power of words that someone else said to me that stuck in my head. And you don't understand the power of one simple thing that someone says and you take it with you for a while.
Yep.
And it really stuck with me since, I'm going to be honest, I think I was like 11 or 12. And the fact that like I'm 34 and it's still with me is the power of words.
And I think too, it's a cycle. And it's something that you constantly have that in the back of your head and you struggle with it.
Yeah.
But the more that you focus on it and the more that you give it power or energy, it's going to constantly grow and be there.
Yeah.
And that seed, right? We talked about that. And the more that you water that seed, the more that you give it, you know, any thought or weight or anything like that, you're constantly going to be watering it and it's going to grow in your head.
But because of that, I'm combating it with words to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, someone said that, but I'm building a wall up of like, okay, they may say that, but what I say to myself is 10 times more important than what I think other people think of me.
So like speaking words of life is like, are you encouraging to others? Are you encouraging to yourself? You know, do you applaud yourself? Do you give yourself gratitude? Are you the type of person to be like, hey, they told me maybe
I'm not good enough.
I can't, you know, I'll never get that promotion, or I'll never live in that type of house, or I'll never make, you know, your finances or whatever, right?
Those are words keep always happening to me.
Right. Those are words of death that somebody has spoken, or maybe it was a environment you grew up in or whatever.
Yeah.
And you know,
during the sermon today, Josh and I both looked at each other like, wow, we really need to, like, we are not perfect at all. Even with this podcast, like, we are not perfect. Sometimes I'm preaching to myself when it comes to this.
It's like a therapy session.
Yeah, pretty much. But like, Josh and I both look at each other like, wow, we have been speaking some words of death to our lives.
Or even your thoughts.
And yes, and thinking these things because, and I typed it out so that way we weren't talking, but I was like, it's because of the environment that we grew up in, and we tend to mimic those around us. That's why when we say like, keep your circle small and like who you hang around with is like who you become. It's the truth. Like the environment that you harvest in is who you are going to grow and become.
And I think a lot of people use the excuse, and we've all heard this phrase, right? I'm the product of my environment.
Yeah.
So like maybe somebody who's been incarcerated or in jail a bunch of times, or somebody who is, you know, at a minimum wage job or whatever, or, you know, comes from a broken home. You know, they don't know any different. And they use that excuse of, well, I'm the product of my environment. You know, this is all I know.
Yeah.
But let's change that to, I'm a product of my choices. Like what the pastor said today, right?
Yeah.
You know, he said that there was this woman that he knew that was, you know, trying to get on parole and yada, yada, yada. Well, she always, you know, waved that flag of, I'm a product of my environment. Until she started to do some self-diving, like, you know, self-reflection. And she realized, no, I'm a product of my choices and my actions and the things that I say and that I do. And I was like, man, that is so powerful. Like, somebody needs to hear this, because that, you know, choices are even what I choose to think of myself, what thoughts I choose to take root and water. You know, those types of things. Like, am I going to choose to listen to, you know, my boss that maybe doesn't have my back and is always looking out for themselves and they don't really care about if I succeed or not, but what do I have planned for my life?
Yeah.
You know, just because that's one person's thinking or what they voiced an opinion towards you, that's not what God has planned for you in your life.
Yeah.
Right? We all have the opportunities to succeed equally. It's how much effort do you want to put into it? And, you know, are you speaking life into that dream?
Yeah. And I think to like thoughts to yourself and like the words that you speak to yourself, when you look at yourself in the mirror, are they speaking life or are they speaking death? And I think a lot of women can understand that. It's like you look at yourself and you're like, ugh, I can fix this, this, this. Or you can go, wow, I really have come a long way. Like, my body has endured so much, and I'm so thankful. Like, and it's just up from here.
And go ahead.
And sometimes, like, when we have those thoughts of, like, I'm never going to get through this health crisis, or I'm never going to get through, like, some of this stuff. I can't believe this is happening to me. Okay, you can have those thoughts. We all have them. But then you have to, like, push them aside. Because there's research in being positive during like chemotherapy and radiation and like stuff like that. And the words that you think come to life. So if you're constantly like uplifting yourself and like being encouraged by other people around you as you go through like any type of health scenario, you're going to overcome it. And like power and prayer, but like just constantly being grateful, like, thank you for another day, like, thank you for another, and just repeating it to yourself and repeating it in the mirror of like, okay, like, I have to push myself because this is, I want to be healthier for XYZ, like, I am beautiful the way I am. All of those little words can get you through some of your hardest times because you're encouraging yourself, and none of that death and like negative talk can get in because you've poured life into your life. You've poured positive affirmations into your life that none of that like negative stuff can get in there now, at all.
To people who have families too.
Yeah.
If you were raised in the speak death, you know, type scenario, the buck can stop here. You can be the change factor.
Yes.
Start speaking life into your kids, encouragement. Tell them that they can be whatever they want to be. Tell them that they can succeed in whatever they do. If you never heard those types of things to, you know, to yourself growing up, change that. Be the chain breaker.
Yep.
Start to do those habits and rituals and things to your kids. Encourage them. Speak life into them. Imagine if you start to plant those roots now in their minds, as, you know, when they're moldable and they're young and they're, you know, you can, oh my gosh, you can create powerhouses.
Yeah.
Now, imagine that for generations, right? Because then they realize that's how I'm supposed to raise my kids, And then that just, you know, snowballs into a legacy for your family.
Yeah.
That you can change that. And also, too, the power of your tongue, how you talk to your friends, or, you know, the Krista said, you know, who you surround yourself with, those types of things. You know, if you're the type that loves gossip and slander and all that kind of stuff, and you're just, you know, wanting to know the tea on the latest person or whatever, that's not fruitful. That is like the farthest thing from it. Yes, you know, oh my gosh, you can, you know, you create friendships because you both hate somebody or whatever, right?
Or, but that's not my thing. Is like, I have no drama in my life, and like hearing about someone else's drama, like, sometimes fun, but like also too,
it's worthless.
Need to know. Yeah. You don't really need to know.
And it's not affecting you or anything like that. And
proceed.
And so, you know, think about the things that, you know, you say to others, because to you, it may just roll off your tongue and you may not even take two seconds to think about what you just said, but the impact that what you just said to that person might be devastating. It might be life lasting. You never know.
Yep.
And, you know, people are very fragile when it comes to what people say to them. And, you know, I think in this society and culture, we are just so quick to, you know, curse at one another or say harmful things because we know it's going to hit them a certain way. And there's no repercussions anymore in the world for what people say. And, you know, you have all those keyboard warriors and trolls and all that kind of stuff on social media. And that's almost the same thing, leaving a comment to somebody on, on, you know, guess what?
What is that going
to
do?
They're out there, at least putting themselves out there, taking a risk, trying to better themselves or do something or create something for themselves.
You know what I heard was that millionaires are not going to judge you for trying to start a business.
No.
Pro athletes are not going to make fun of you because you're trying to improve your health and do all these things. It's the people that have less than, that don't want to do the work. Those trolls are the ones that are going to attack you and put those words out there.
All trolls are crabs in a bucket. They just want to bring you back down. They want to pull you down from the rope. They want to, you know, pull you back into the boiling water because that's where they're at and they don't want anyone else to be happy. And you get, if you change your mindset on that whole thing and just start laughing at them or be like, I feel sorry for you. Let me pray over you, or let me, you know, let me do something nice where they don't expect that to come, you know, from you because they've been talking trash on you.
I love that.
That's the power of words, right? When you speak life into them.
Yep.
And you flip the script and don't get to their level, stay above them.
Yep.
That's where this whole thing is coming from, where if you stoop to their level, you start speaking death and you start speaking, you know, and whatever, right? You know what I mean? Negative ways, or you start to argue back and forth. What is the point of that?
There's no point.
No.
There's literally no point. But kind of what I said about, like, okay, you're pouring all of this, like, amazing things. Say, let's take me and you. I thank you all the time. And like, I'm just like, you are so handsome. Like, I love you so much. Thank you for everything you do. Like, I was feeling sick and like, you took care of me. You got me Starbs. Like, you know, my love language. And like, I keep giving him like words of affirmation and like filling him up, all this kind of stuff. And those negative things, they can't go get in there because we filled up everything with all the positive.
So what Chris is trying to get at is the pastor today was using a visual analogy of a jar with sand. So
there we go.
He was pouring sand into a clear jar of all the good things. That's speaking life. And he filled that. He overflowed that thing with speaking, you know, life. Then he had another jar.
With rocks.
Yes.
And the other jar with rocks is speaking death. And there's some gaps in there and stuff like that. But like you try and take some of the rocks and put it into the sand. Life jar. And it doesn't really fit. But say you do have a like negative mindset right now. And like we all have. We all start somewhere. You can start to pour that life and that sand and it fills in between the rocks and then it becomes more life speaking than it does death. And that's how you transition into that life speaking and not that death speaking.
Yep.
Is you can change. There are some people out there that like I think of and they are very rocky. They speak a lot of death and they're just really rough. Okay. But just because you're that way doesn't mean you have to stay that way. Mm-mm. And people can change. Amazing, right? Yeah, people can change and you can keep on pouring that life right into that jar and see the difference it can make in just a few little things.
And so like the jar filled with death had the big boulders and rocks and stuff like that in it. But when you start speaking life into someone, you know, that jar, then all that life, the bitty sand particles and grit can fill in all the gaps. And you'd be amazed on how much life you can fill into somebody that's got death all over them.
Yeah.
And so... you know, people, like Krista said, can change, and there is room in anyone's life, you know, for positive thinking, positive ways, and changing the mindset. And like the visual that the guy was using today, once he started pouring that life into the negative jar, you almost couldn't see the rocks and the boulders of negativity because the sand had filled all the crevices and he just kept pouring. And you'd be amazed on how much life can be poured into a jar of negativity. Yeah. And eventually it almost seemed full of life, but in there was still the negative, which I think is a good representation of a, you know, ordinary person. Because we, like you said, we do have those thoughts. It's human nature. But where I'm coming from is no one's perfect, but what do you give your energy towards? Mm. The life or the death?
Yeah. Oh, so good. I love it so much.
Yeah.
Because even like those I am statements, I always thought they were dumb and like I did them for a little bit, but like they're actually beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
And did you know I am statements actually came from the Bible? Fun fact.
Yeah, we found that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
So whoever says they coined it, they're a liar. Jesus coined it. Okay. Thank you. But those I am statements that you tell yourself are so important. And like, I know that people are going to say some things and like, you can just turn around and say something nice to them.
Mm-hmm.
If they say something bad, like, oh, thank you for that. I really like your glasses. Like, it's just, you know, that's a way to like switch your, if we're going to do neuroscience here, but like, it's a way to switch your brain from like, oh my gosh, I can't believe they just said that, to like, I'm just going to go back to them with life.
See, I think too, is where I'm trying to be personally as well, is my jar is so filled with life thoughts that when somebody tries to toss a boulder or a big stone in of death, there's no room for it. So it's literally just going to bounce right off the top. And so when someone speaks that to you or tries to, you know, bring you into a gossip conversation or something like that, you're so confident and strong where you stand, because, you know, we're constantly working on ourselves.
Yeah.
That eventually you're not even going to allow that to permeate your brain.
Yep.
Right? Or like you said, you know, you're going to flip the script on them.
Yep. And they're not going to know what happened.
Right.
You know, when people flip me off, like when we're driving, I wave to them and smile. Because I just
Which happens a lot in Arizona.
Well, you never know who has a gun. So I just like either ignore it or just like smile at them.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, majority of the time, 90% of the time, it has nothing to do with you.
Nope.
It has something to do with them, their life, something that someone else said to them. And it's that trickle down effect. Yep. So you have to be the chain breaker.
Or the light, as you always say.
I do. Yep. I love that. I sign off with that all of the time. So
no one hides a light under a lampshade.
Mm-hmm.
They let it shine.
Mickey got excited about that too, if you heard him.
So today's going to be a quick one. I think we are going to try to keep these, you know, short and to the point.
For sure.
We say that now, and then next week's will be like an hour.
But, I know, you know, right? We'll do like power hour and then like quick ones. You know what I mean?
Just or whatever we're in the mood for.
I know. We're coming up on podcast 100.
We're on 93 right now.
I'm really excited. I can't believe we've been...
I know.
Doing that's crazy. This for that long. We do it for you guys. And if you love this, go ahead and share it with someone. The power of sharing is how we grow and how we get our names out there to whomever. I'm sorry if my voice is cracking. I'm getting over being sick. But if you want more, you know the drill. Go find me on Instagram, Krista Fischer. Don't find Josh because he's not on there, but you can go to peakdrivenllc.com for more and more things coming down the pipeline. So,
all right, guys.
Thank you so much.
Love you all. God bless.
Have a great day. Bye.